Lockdown forever. WHO warns against return to pre-pandemic normal. By Simon Kent on February 18, 2022. The World Health Organization, WHO, warned Friday the global coronavirus pandemic isn't over until it says so, cautioning too many countries are moving too quickly in lifting public health and social restrictions. The globalist organization used social media to warn countries that lift restrictions to adopt a slower approach to the pandemic and follow WHO directions, even as global infection rates continue to tumble. WHO medical authorities Mark Ryan and Maria Van Kerkhove explained the desire to return to normal was ill-advised and may sustain the pandemic, with potentially catastrophic outcomes. Dr. Van Kerkhove said countries with high vaccination rates and population immunity are in a better position to lift all restrictions but advised against it. We just need to have these countries not do this all-or-nothing approach because it's confusing and I don't blame anyone out there who is confused, she said. I do think that in some situations, the political pressure now to open up and remove all restrictions of all kinds is so high that we may overshoot the runway, Dr. Ryan added. If we get hit with another variant, and we've already abandoned all measures, it's going to be really hard to put everything back in place. As Breitbart News reported, global coronavirus cases have dropped by 19% over the past week. And of the 4 million cases tested worldwide, 98% were found to be the less lethal Omicron variant. The WHO itself has confirmed in a coronavirus update that during the week of February 7 to 13, 2022, there were just over 16 million new cases and just under 75,000 new deaths reported globally. Nearly all regions of the world experienced decreases in cases, with only the Western Pacific region recording an increase of infection rates, although there are those like U.S. Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci who are in no hurry to drop any mandates. Even as the good news continues, the WHO is still demanding wealthy countries pay $16 billion in cash upfront to drive the WHO ACT Accelerator initiative. This plan is intended to fund coronavirus schemes in developing countries, including mass vaccination rollouts, with a total of $23.4 billion needed for the 2021 to 2022 budget for the project. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.